Three, two, one. Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to this radio program. We're grateful this morning that you're listening. And it is our prayer that you might find grace and comfort for your own heart today as you listen to the words of this message. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock with our regular preaching service about 11 o'clock. And then this afternoon at 4 o'clock, we meet again for our evening services. And then Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, and we invite you to come to all of these services. We trust that you will, and we know that you'll receive a real blessing from being in the house of God. This morning, we'd like to think about this subject. People who failed, yet started again. The subject this morning is people that failed, yet started again. We're going to preach this message primarily to those folks that are saved. And I know that sometimes in our lives we make mistakes, we make errors. And I want to show you this morning in the Bible that you're not the first to make mistakes. You're not the first to make errors. And you're not the first to say, I think I'll just lay it down. I think I'll just quit. In the Bible, there's recorded many times that people of God, saved people that were faithful in serving God, became discouraged because of the way, and they decided that they would not serve God. And yet I want to show you this morning that they began to start again. They began to serve God, and they became faithful to God. And so this morning, you listen as we give these examples in the Bible of people who just simply because of their own wickedness, they became discouraged and they failed to serve and obey God. And yet they continued as time went on. We think, first of all, of a great man in the Bible whose name is Abraham. Here is a man who did not serve God in total perfection. And yet he was the father of the Jews. He went on to live a grand and a glorious life. Now, you remember in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, that Abraham was called of God to come out of the land of the earth. And he said, come on out, and I'll take you down to a place, and I'm going to give you all of this land and make you a great man and make your people a great people. What did Abraham do? And at that time, of course, his name was Abram. The Bible said that he left the land of his father, and he went down and he took Lot with him, his nephew with him. He wasn't supposed to do that, but he did. We find, furthermore, that he got down into the land, and he didn't stay there. Instead of Abram staying in the land of Canaan like God told him to do, there was a famine in the land, and so Abram ran off down to Egypt. Not only did he go away from the land of Canaan into the land of Egypt, but when he got down there, he told his wife, don't you tell these people that you're my wife. You tell them you're my sister. So he said, we'll just tell a lie. And yet we find that Abraham overcame this inner sinfulness and inner wickedness in his own life. And he became the father of the Jews by the grace of Almighty God, by the power that God gave to him. And so it can be with you and with me. We think also of another very great man whose name was Moses. Moses was the leader of the Israelites, and when they were down in Egypt and they spent some time down there and became persecuted by the Egyptians, it was God that called Moses out and said, you lead my people out of the land of Egypt. And Moses did that. Think of Moses just a minute. He is a special child. The Bible said that when he was born, in the book of Exodus, chapter 2, when he was born, that his mother looked upon him and saw that he was a goodly child. That means more than that Moses was good looking, or that Moses looked good to her. But rather it means that Moses' mother looked upon him and said, this child is one who is born of God for a special reason. And he was born of God to lead the Israelites out of the land of Egypt. When Moses was about 40 years of age, he came unto his brothers. And of course, you know that Moses was raised in Pharaoh's house, learning all the ways of Egypt, for God was preparing him that he would understand the customs of the people. When Moses was 40 years old, he left Pharaoh's house, went out walking, and walked by the Israelites. And there he saw two of the Israelites quarreling with one another. And he tried to set it right. He saw there an Egyptian smiting an Israelite. And so he killed that Egyptian and buried him in the sand, because he knew that God's hand was upon him. He knew that God wanted him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. And he was at 40 years of age. He was beginning his life's work. The next day, Moses tried to stop a fight between two Israelites. And the Israelites looked at him and said, "Who made you to be a judge and a ruler over us? Are you going to kill us like you did the Egyptian and bury us in the sand?" And Moses knew that the thing was known. And Moses ran. Moses left home. He left his mom. He left his dad. He left everything he had, because he was afraid. But God wouldn't let him keep going. Moses was gone for a full 40 years when God appeared to him out of the burning bush in the wilderness. And God spoke to Moses and said, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here am I." And God said, "Take off your shoes, Moses. You're on holy ground." You see, God wasn't through with Moses. Even though he had done some things that simply was not right, he had jumped ahead of God. God said, "Moses, I've got a job for you to do." And at the age of 80 years, Moses went back into Egypt, facing all of that adversity that he had left behind. And this time, when Moses left Egypt, Israel left too. He was victorious because he continued. We think of another great man in the Bible, and this man's name is David, the king of Israel. The Bible tells us about all of David's exploits. The Bible tells us that David was a man after God's own heart. He was a precious man, not only in the sight of God, but in the sight of the people. Because at one point, the Bible says concerning David that whatsoever he did, the people loved. For God had been with David. And yet David did not live a perfect life. Of all of David's life, there is only one time the Bible records that David went away from God. And that was in his sin with Bathsheba. And of course, you know that the child was born. And you know that God said to David, "The child must die because of your sin." And the child died. And David, from that time only in his life, had trouble like he'd never had before. But David was still a man after God's own heart. He failed. And yet God used him in a very, very great way. We think of another great man in the Scriptures whose name is Elijah. And Elijah is, of course, a great man concerning Elijah. There was no prophet like him. He was a man that everybody knew simply by his description. And God's hand was upon him. And he wrought miracles. And of course, you remember the time when Elijah, at the word of the Lord, commanded it not to rain for 3.5 years, and it didn't rain. I mean, the skies were blue every day. There was no rain that fell. And Ahab, who was the king of Israel at the time, began to look for Elijah and couldn't find him. He was going to kill him if he could find him. But God had hidden Elijah down by the brook and had a raven to come and bring him his food, and there he had water to drink out of the brook. So he was making it just fine. And after a while, because of the drought, the brook dried up. And God said to Elijah, "Go down to a certain widow woman's house and there live and provide for her." And so Elijah went down there and provided what she needed because she was just about to run out of food. But God provided for this woman through this faithful man, Elijah. And then, of course, 3.5 years were ended. And there came a day when the prophets of Baal were gathered together, and there was Elijah. And they put the bullock upon the altar that they had built. And there the prophets of Baal cried up unto their God all day up until the noontime. And then all that afternoon they cut themselves with knives and hollered and yelled and carried on. And there was no fire came down from heaven to burn their sacrifices. Then the Bible says that about the time of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah kneeled there and he prayed to God that God would show himself as the God of Israel. Then he called for water. And remember, there was a 3.5 year drought on. There wasn't much water. But they brought barrels of water and poured upon the bullock and upon the altar and had a trench dug around the altar, and all that was filled up with water. The Bible says that fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured the burnt offering and lapped up the water. And then there was a great rain after Elijah fervently prayed to the Lord again. God sent rain. But what did Elijah do next? Elijah became greatly discouraged after this victory. And he ran and hid because Jezebel said, "I'm going to kill you tomorrow." And so there are times of great discouragement that come upon the people of God, the children of God. We think of the man Jonah, who was greatly discouraged. He didn't like the things that God was doing. He didn't want to go up and preach at Nineveh. And Nineveh is the enemy of God. And yet, he went because God put him in a whale's belly. And when the whale got sick of Jonah and spit him out upon the dry land, Jonah ran. And he went into the city crying, "Nineveh shall be destroyed in 40 days if you don't repent." And they repented. But Jonah didn't like it. But Jonah was a great prophet of God, because Jesus used Jonah as an example. And he said, "Even as the Son of Man shall be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of earth, even as Jonah was in the whale's belly for 3 days and 3 nights." And so God used this man, even though he was discouraged and disgruntled as far as Jonah was concerned. God used him. We think of the man Peter, who was so enthusiastic about keeping people away from his Savior. And Peter said, "Lord, I'll go to the death with you. I'll follow you. You don't have to worry about me. I'm right there behind you." And when the soldiers came to get Jesus to take him away to crucify him, it was Peter that cut off the high priest's servant's ear. He was really strong, wasn't he? He said, but it was Peter that just a little while denied Jesus 3 times. But Peter was a great man of God, faithful to God and obedient to all of His Word. So we give you these examples. And the Bible is full of people who have started out for the Lord and stumbled along the way. They have not lived a perfect life. But God has put them down in His Word, and He has used them. So we want to say to you this morning, you may be one of those saved children of God that's just simply discouraged, and you've just backed off from serving God. Maybe you've stopped reading your Bible. Maybe you've stopped praying. Maybe you've stopped doing the things that you know you ought to do. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ can use you. If you'll repent of your condition and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ once again, He can turn your life around and use you for His own glory and honor. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We've enjoyed this message. We trust that it's been a help to you that are saved and just away from the Lord. We do invite you once again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri, and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.